USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the nation cannot let people killed in the weekend mass shootings in Texas and Ohio die in vain. Trump tweeting this morning that bipartisan support is needed for background checks for firearms purchases. Meanwhile, the mayor of El Paso, Texas, says of the Saturday shooting there that killed 20 people,
all of the victims have been identified and their families have been notified, and the victims have been sent to the autopsy and then they'll be released for funeral. And that was a critical component to start the beginning of closure.
The 21-year-old El Paso shooter, said to be a white supremacist, and the feds are calling the shootings a domestic terror incident. The gunman who shot and killed 9 people in Dayton, Ohio, hours later was then killed by police. There's no word on what his motive may have been. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The 2 mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton on Saturday getting much of the attention, but Chicago police are taking action after another violent weekend there. Most of the violence on the west side. The police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, says it's disheartening.
You have to stop and ask yourself, what more will it take before we get a handle on what's going on, not just in Chicago, but across the country?
Chicago police say 15 people were shot in separate incidents just yesterday morning in the Lawndale neighborhood. Police have deployed additional officers to try to stop the shootings and prevent retaliation. North Carolina, the first southern state to ban the use of state funds for so-called conversion therapy for minors. An executive order signed by Governor Roy Cooper prevents state money from being used to try to change the sexual orientation or gender identity of a minor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Tennessee man is the latest victim of a shark attack off the coast of Florida. The 68-year-old man was bitten yesterday while he was standing in knee-deep water at New Smyrna Beach. No word on his current condition. A day before, 2 other people were also bitten by sharks in that vicinity. For the second year in a row, someone has died at the Lollapalooza Music Festival in Chicago. This time it happened on Saturday on what was day 3 of the festival. The person suffered a medical emergency and was taken to a hospital where they were pronounced dead. And concert officials say almost another 30 people had to be taken to hospitals during the course of the event for various reasons, most of them alcohol-related. And a couple of sports items. New England Patriots giving their Hall of Fame quarterback Tom Brady's contract another 2 years. Reports are the deal will increase Brady's pay for this season to $23 million, up $8 million from the $15 million he was already set to make. The just-turned 42-year-old Brady is a 6-time Super Bowl champ. And when you share your surname with a pop star, it can cause problems. Cleveland Indians pitcher Shane Bieber's new Topps Stadium Club baseball card refers to him on the back as Justin, as in Justin Bieber, the right-hander posting a picture of the card on Twitter with a smile emoji. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.